This isn't just about reorganization. This isn't just about the lines and boxes. This is about fundamentally shifting the way we work. And it's really about a cultural change. And I think success for us has been to be able to continue to be agile and continue to adapt to changing circumstances. So what we're through now is basically what we're calling the design phase, where things have been designed. And now we're really getting up and running and figuring out where we go from here and how we can best leverage our new and our more modern approach.
Let me pull on the string about the culture change, because you hear that time and again across government. Mm-hmm. You know, it's never the technology, it's the people, it's the culture. Is the CIA a tough place to get culture change to take hold?
Change is always difficult, wherever you are. And I don't think there's anything in particular that makes change more difficult, but sometimes that can be hard, especially when you have an organization that basically has been the way that we've been since, you know, since for the last 70 years almost.
In some ways, you could say that CIA has a culture very similar to the military. People follow orders well. And so maybe, you know, taking people in a direction is maybe a little bit easier. But at the same time, the other side of the coin is people don't like change, generally speaking, and especially an organization, as you said, that hasn't changed in some time. What are some of the things you've done to really address the change management piece?
That's really been a cornerstone of our effort. Having our leaders going out and engaging the workforce and really explaining why we're undertaking this large-scale reorganization, explaining the why and getting everyone and getting people bought in so that you really understand where we're going. So it's both why we're doing it, it's the goals, it's being able to project out and how this is going to make us better going forward.
Has the director or people from even, obviously your office is the modernization team, done things like brown bag lunches? Do you have a newsletter? Do you do internal communications? I mean, you can only talk to so many people, but you have to reach them in multiple different ways.
Oh yeah, we certainly. So one of the huge things that we've done here on the modernization team is working on our communication and workforce communication. So it's in-person communication and doing brown bags and doing engagements, engaging people one-on-one. They're also the written vehicles and some of the other technical things that we've done to really be able to get the word out broadly. Because, yeah, you're right. There's only so much that you can do sort of in person and getting people on a small scale. But to get them on a broader scale, yeah, we certainly have done things like workforce messaging and doing more in the written format.
Do you get a sense that because you've gone down this path and people and change hasn't happened at the CIA in recent memory, you know, probably very few, if any, of your employees that are still there remember the last time there was a major change? Has it gone maybe easier than you expected in some ways? And I know you're still at the pseudo beginning stages of this.
I can tell you, since I've been in this game for, you know, the last year or so, we have come so far. And really, when this organization puts its mind to it and the things that we are able to do when we have to is really absolutely amazing.
Talk a little bit about going forward. As you said, you just are kind of getting out of the design phase. You're now more into the implementation phase. Where do you see the next steps under each of those areas, people, business processes, digital innovation, integration?
Now we have people in place. We have leaders up and running. Really, this is when we say that people are getting in the seats and are ready to drive. Where we really get about the business of we've always been doing the work that we need to be doing, of course, but to really step that up and really see what this effort can bring and how we can bring that to bear on our goals going forward.
One of the things about, you know, moving out of this design phase into the next phase, what are some more specific goals? Maybe can you address around people or one of the other topical areas?
So on the people front, you know, our very first theme in our modernization effort is investing in our people. So we have our Talent Center of Excellence that's up and running, and we're really taking a close look at how we grow our officers and how we grow them as what we call intelligence officers first, where they are truly experts in their field, but also understand what the entire organization can bring to bear on different problem sets. So really looking at the training, looking at the evaluation, the accountability, and how we can move our people across the organization and how people can grow. So as far as sort of having the new director of digital innovation stood up, really what we are doing there is really quite exciting. So to have people in the seats and driving and figuring out where we go from here with that, it's the first time that we stood up a directorate, like I said, in, you know, more than 50 years. So being able to take a look at all the new ground that we need to cover is really, that's something that we're going to be focused on and going forward.
Let me go back to the people piece for a second, because you talked about the Talent Center of Excellence. Are you able to offer a little bit more about what that is and how that works?
The Talent Center of Excellence is an organization where we really are being able to deal with the recruitment, the retention, and the development of all of our people. So we're bringing together all of those capabilities in under sort of one roof so that we can talk about how we can retain the best and the brightest.
And I think in many ways that job has always been for the quote-unquote HR staff, but it's a much different type of job today than it was a year ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago in terms of the recruitment, the retention, and the development. Do you have some goals around that specific area that you're striving toward?
Really making sure, of course, that we continue to bring on some of the best and the brightest, make sure that we are growing them, making sure that they have the flexibility to move across the organization and really understand how we work. And then really growing what we call those intelligence officers, the really well-rounded folks.
The other piece of this, obviously, you have people, then you have the business processes, and that's another big piece of this modernization effort. Can you go into a little bit of detail around the business processes and how you guys are hoping to modernize them?
We have stood up our executive secretariat. That is largely to interface with the outside, much like, you know, a lot of the other federal agencies have. So we've done that. We also have modernized the way that we do corporate governance and being able to look across the organization to bring all of our leaders together to make our decisions.
The executive secretariat you talked about, largely interfacing with the outside, do you mean other intelligence community or businesses?
Oh, other intelligence community and other federal government organizations.
And what this executive secretariat will do is basically become the CIA's, if you will, decision-making body to as problems or challenges or questions arise in from DIA, from FBI, from whomever, that body will begin to work on those problems, those challenges.
They're not really a decision-making body, but the actual sort of process of giving and receiving questions and being able to answer those and give those out. So those were mixed two separate things. There's that is the exec sec. The corporate governance is actually the internal decision-making organizations and our process.
And that includes, like, for instance, the CIO or the CFO, mm-hmm. kind of those CXO-level people.
Yes.
And beforehand, did you have these two bodies, but now they're more formalized, or what's the big difference now?
We had these before, and I think what we've done now is we've really shored those up and really made sure that we put a lot of effort into those and elevated the stature.
I had a great conversation with someone about the digital innovation, but let me talk about integration now. Integration across the CIA is important because you want, you know, it's the old term, connect the dots. Is that what integration is about to a certain extent?
Yeah, that's part of it, but certainly being able to bring all of our capabilities together on key intelligence and on key challenges is absolutely at the root of what integration is. It's being able to bring all the pieces together and see the full picture.
Is this a matter of not just technology, but the people, so that you're not working in a silo? It's that old, you talk about culture change, breaking down the silos.
Yes, absolutely. It's about breaking down the silos. It's about the people and the processes. And basically what we've done with our the way that we stood up the mission centers, it's kind of a reorganization to enable that cultural change so that we can shore up that integration and make sure that it's not personality-based, but it truly is something that's institutionalized and built into everything that we do.
As that 9-member team that you talked about earlier went through and came up with a set of recommendations, was there one area over another that you guys said, wow, that really needs the most work, or and the vice versa, is there another area of these four that maybe was furthest along in terms of modernizing and really taking on a new way of doing business?
The one thing that the 9 of us all agreed on was that our number one priority needed to be talent. And that's one of the reasons why that is theme one, investing in our people. Like I was saying, the investing in our people, the recruitment, the retention, and the development of our really talented workforce, we need to be able to make sure that we're best positioned to retain them going forward.
As you look at this and you say, where are we going to be in a year? Where are we going to be in 2 years? What is the success metrics you're using?
When we no longer talk about the modernization effort, and it's kind of just a matter of course and just a matter of becomes our new normal, I think that that really is our metric of success.
Is there a time frame around this? Do you hope to have more changes happen 6 months from now, a year from now?
There's an evolution here. And this is something that, you know, we're going to be doing this for a very long time. Someone told me that, you know, the real success here is whenever you're managing change. Some people say that, you know, you're on one shore and you're trying to get people to go to another shore. And the real success here is teaching people how to swim and how to constantly evolve and change and be agile so that we are really optimized going forward.
When you look across this, what's the biggest challenge challenges you face?
The biggest challenge that we probably face right now, we actually have a few things that we are working to step up. We want to intensify our workforce engagement and buy-in for this because, like I was saying, that, you know, change can be hard. And we want to make sure that we're stepping that up. We also want to implement and refine the new structures and processes that we've already put in place. This truly is a new way of thinking and a new way of doing business. And we need to really institutionalize those and make sure that we have all that rock solid going forward. And we also want to make sure that we are holding ourselves accountable and that we really have those good metrics in place for how this effort's going.
One thing about the CIA is you guys obviously work internally, but there's a huge intelligence community push to work together. Integration is part of that discussion. Do these changes affect other parts of the intelligence community, and how are you working that angle as well?
We have kept the other organizations in the loop on what we're doing, as well as the DNI. I think the changes that we've made actually make it easier for us to interface with a lot of places on the outside. So the way that we've organized has been largely like places like the State Department or NSC or some of our other intelligence community colleagues, how they're organized. So our parts can talk to each other a little bit better. So I mentioned before the executive secretariat. So in the past, our ExecSec was just different than some of the other intelligence agencies. But what we've done is bring ours more in line to what we've seen in other places.